So that controller video is like crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we quite knew exactly what to expect from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's blown away my expectations.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you kept saying you thought it would be pretty popular because people just like videos like that. Look, just looking at random people like controller videos and accessories and things like that.
Right.
And you're like, I think it's going to do pretty good. No, I definitely thought it would, but I mean, we were just coming off of being so impressed with how well the Castlevania video did. And this one's like, it's about to match it in terms of views already.
In 6 days.
Yeah.
Not that discourages us from doing videos like Castlevania.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm much more interested in doing videos like Castlevania more often than stuff like controller video, but definitely blew our expectations away. And literally no one complained about how long it was.
Yeah, it's
like
surprising.
Most people were excited it was that long.
Yeah, I think that it was very surprising. Here's the thing. I think when it comes, for me at least, when it comes to controller, like videos about controllers, I don't want to really watch a video that's like 10 minutes on a single controller. I think it's more fun if it's like 2-3 minutes on a controller. It's like, oh, let's like look at it really quick. And I think that really helps it move is because there's so many controllers in it. Mm-hmm. That I think that's what people are kind of watching, and they keep watching because they don't know what's going to be next, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of controllers in that thumbnail, and that's only, like, half of them.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I mean, you know, I've got the Brawler 64, but I felt like you kind of had more variety with the controllers you had available to you. So, a lot of people were like, I just clicked on this for the Wu-Tang controller.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of comments about that, but there's a lot of disappointment that we didn't cover the Hori N64.
Yeah, I can get. I mean, there was one comment that was even like, this is not to the standard of an MLEG video, simply speculating on a controller rather than showing it. It's like, I mean. That was kind of strange to me to get that comment, but say I can see where they're coming from because we do tend to be so thorough, but like that was not really the goal with this episode. Like the goal with this episode was let's just like look at a whole bunch of stuff. It really had nothing to do with like thoroughness or hitting everything. It was just like, let's look at a bunch of stuff, as much stuff as we can. You know, when I thought of the Hori controller, I was like, well, like, there's just no way that we're really going to get our hands on one. I don't want to own one particularly. And
I mean, I'd like to own one, but they are expensive.
Yeah. And then people were like, you know, you could have borrowed one. But, I mean, it wasn't really the thought process with this episode. The thought process for me was more like, oh, I should mention it because I know people will probably say, I can't believe you did. It wasn't the kind of episode where I was thinking of making it a priority to get my hands on rarities like that.
Yeah. But, and I think it's definitely a subject we'll probably return to in the future. I mean, I would like to do something that's like official controllers. I think it would be a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Like typical controllers, I guess, that are official, but you know, see what else there is, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there were some people saying like, there was someone said like no Steel Battalion controller. Well, I mean, that is, it is third party cause it's Capcom, but it's really only good for one game. I don't think we were looking.
Well, I think that would be fun for another one. And well, here's my rationalization. It's like, oh, this is missing. It was 55 minutes long.
Yeah, I think that exactly.
we did the best that we could in the time that we had for this.
Right, right.
It doesn't mean that it's everything. Like, it's everything that we have. I mean, there was three controllers that I have that I wanted to include, but we didn't just have enough time. I didn't record it.
Yeah. I mean, it was produced in a very condensed and efficient way.
Yeah. And it's something I think we're going to do more in the future. Mm-hmm. There's something really satisfying. It makes you feel like you're moving along when you piecemeal it out like that, the way that we did it.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes you almost feel like, oh, you know, because there was some thoughts in my mind the day before we released it, saying like, we have all this stuff. What if we just like saved a couple of them? Like, what if we split it in half?
But I don't know if it would have done as well. Like, people wanted that long video.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's so much fun about it. you don't know what's going to be in it.
Yeah. So, you're
going to be playing Gradius.
Yeah, when I was recording, so I'm going, for now anyway, I'm going to just be playing with a standard controller. But when I was recording some footage of the ASCII pad, I was just like playing it, and I wasn't even using the turbo function, which, I mean, I don't think the turbo actually gains you like any like extra shots, really. Like, as long as you're just like kind of hitting the button at a pretty normal pace, like you're going to be firing off all your shots, I think. Yeah, Sandy, I know you're right. I'll throw your moose. I was doing really good. Like, I've messed around a bit and just played a little bit of, like, the first two levels before, but I got to, like, I want to say maybe the fourth level without dying. I was pretty impressed with myself. I wasn't even trying, really.
Yeah.
But,
you know, this game specifically, for us Genesis kids, this was the game that we use is an example of why the Super NES is nowhere near as good as the Genesis. because the slowdown is incredible in this game.
It's true.
But, you know, looking back, though, I don't think that's a bad thing, especially for how difficult the Gradius games generally are. Because for people that haven't played Gradius, if you die...
You can't rebuild.
It's very difficult to rebuild.
So do you have any strong feelings about which thing to choose here?
I have not finished this one.
Oh, really?
The only Gradius game I've ever beat legit is Gradius 5.
I mean, I've generally heard this is considerably easier than the arcade version.
But, oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But in terms of, I mean, I'm sure there's some people that have very strong feelings about what mode you should... I don't know if this is a bad opinion. I kind of like the ripple just because it seems to have a wide radius.
Ace says to use option setup 3.
Give
it a shot.
Vertical, I could see how that could be nice. What about... Oh, wait. Oh, you can edit them, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How do I select the shield type, and what's the difference?
The ripple laser can't go through targets, unlike the cyclone laser in step 3. That's what Ace said. I don't know.
It's a Z laser. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I trust this.
Well, let's try it. What about the shield type?
I'm preferential to the force field.
What was it?
It's only one hit from anywhere, but in the shield can take multiple hits from the front.
Ah. Yeah, I could see what's nice about that.
game has a really good soundtrack. I use music from this game in the controllers video. I think it's from the arcade version.
I feel like I like two speeds, I think.
Oh, see, I only update it once.
I mean, what was it? Whoa. Oops. That was a bad start. I should probably
get your footing.
I was experimenting with
you are not a shooter pro. This is not your genre.
No, I mean the only one I've beaten is Life Force.
Yeah. Which is in its own right, it's pretty difficult.
It was pretty tough. It was a while ago, though. It was a while ago. Glaylancer, you don't have to pick up speed upgrades. You can just like adjust the speed. And I liked one speed up.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, it was probably too early to get that missile. Man, I'm doing bad. I was doing like awesome when I was.
It's okay.
I'm not going to reset.
Yeah, you just keep on trying it. Just keep on trying. It's gonna be a long night.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure people will be feeling a lot of pain watching how I play this.
Yeah.
You know. Oh man. I what happened to the other day? I guess it was the ASCII pad. I wasn't even using turbo.
I mean, a lot of things.
I was using two speeds. So.
You know, the ASCII pad can be. Is like used is like made with like original OEM parts.
I know.
You can actually take. You can take. I like this is what. What
I did it. I put the buttons. I swapped the buttons.
I kind of want to do that. I kind of do you put them back or you keep them like that?
I think I intended to put them back, but I kind of screwed up and like my original ASCII pad, like, gosh.
Okay. I'm not worried about it. Yeah, I did get a special thanks in the new DF retro video. It's kind of cool. It's cool. It was like front and center my name. I was not expecting that. I had a couple of PlayStation launch commercials that I found on a few like off-air recordings of mine, like from when I was a teenager, taping stuff off of MTV back in the day, and I was kind of going through them and just recording them, and I had them set aside for eventually like another video game commercials episode. But you know, I had three commercials, like a Ridge Racer one, a console one, and a Battle Arena Christian Death. So I gave him those, and I also gave him the music that he used in like the second part of the video. It was off of the PlayStation Developers disc, the Wind Chimes track by Tony Tallarico. I used to listen to that all the time. I really like that tune.
All right, my bit will get going a little better.
It's true. I mean, I never thought that these off-air recordings would be of any interest to me. I mean, I've had them for a long time. I mean, it's all this stuff from, you know, like 1994 through 1999. So, I mean, there's some N64 stuff, some Dreamcast stuff here and there. When I was taping Green Day live from the 10 spots, Radiohead live from the 10 spots, or OK Computer live, or something. Speaking of music, I had kind of a fun time. I got a better reaction to this than I originally thought. So on our Patreon, we do these weekly video logs. And this week, I kind of did something non-game related. And I went through all of my old concert ticket stubs. And like the reaction to it was a lot more interested than I had originally intended. You must have been bored out of your mind watching that.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I didn't know the vast majority of what you were even talking about, so. How many options can you get? I feel like I got three when I was playing before.
I think three might be the max.
I thought it was two, but...
No, I mean, I know the greatest five is four. Okay, you can get four. Yes, it's four.
Oh, four in this? Really?
Yeah, I think that's how it is for everything.
It's kind of a lot. What are people's opinions on the right speed?
I think I saw somebody say...
Oh, no! One. I was getting greedy. I was getting greedy.
It is what it is. A lot of people are saying two speeds. I would say that one or two are the... You don't want to go faster.
Sandy, you're distracting me. I know you want to play right now, but you can play with your toys by yourself. It sounds like you're doing a good job of it back there. You've dragged your bed halfway across the room. Good work. Keep on doing that.
Yeah, I mean, my experience with five was that you just play it over and over and over again, and eventually you will get it so good that you make it through the entire game without losing a lot. Essentially. I mean, in five, I used to make it to like level five without dying.
I keep accidentally not getting all my... Not choosing speed and choosing the missile or whatever.
Greatest Five is by the Treasure.
Oh no. That's... Oh, okay, that's shield. Oh wow. I accidentally went too far.
I don't quite understand why they make the shield the question mark. It's kind of like, why?
What's the exclamation mark?
That might be like a screen clear. Like a... kills all the enemies. You know, it was also a big hit in the new episode is your drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Made in Mario Paint. I think that drawing sold a number of those optical mouses. Optical mice. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people saying, oh, I didn't even know it was optical. That's a huge deal. And it really is. But I don't know. I think the best part about it is composite.
Composite video.
Yeah.
I was going to just call it composite because, like, a lot of times we'll get comments that, like, say composite when they clearly mean component or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I almost think that would have been funnier, but then I decided to make up my own word.
Yeah, I think it's funny because it's something in between that nobody has heard of. I'm not into that component stuff. I just I use composite. Oh, you haven't heard about it? Oh, well, kind of obscure. That'd be a good band name.
Composite.
Composite in is better than S video, but not quite as good as Composite. Or maybe that'd be a good an alternate name for S video.
There you go. Oh wow, this laser got that thing a lot faster than the ripple.
I like that it advances from stage to stage seamlessly.
Yeah, is it always seamless?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? It is not in 5, I don't think.
Well, I meant seamless in this specific game.
I think that the ace did not steer you wrong.
I mean, it threw me off a little at first, but I don't think I could totally blame that for my performance. But.
People are talking about those tiny arcades. I've not seen them in action. Are they? I mean, I haven't seen one in person. I've seen some videos on them, but
wait,
I haven't really. They're just what?
How did I lose my laser? Oh, is vertical replaces?
Yes.
Oh,
you gotta have one or the other.
Okay. Oh well. Oh. How many levels are in this one?
I don't know. I'll leave that one to the chat to answer. I'm sure there's some people.
I mean, I'm not really expecting to finish it tonight, but. But, you know, get a handle on the game.
Seth says, I love that it took you that long to notice you weren't using the laser.
It wasn't that long, was it?
It was a decent amount of time, I noticed.
Oh no.
So I wonder, is this the music from the first level of the first game? Right here, on here?
I'm not real sure. Not too accustomed to the first one. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but I keep screwing up and not getting speed. Like, I think I'm picking
up
my first
thing. Well, the thing is, when you die and you restart, you start with one speed automatically.
Oh. Or you start with one thing on speed.
Yes.
I feel like at this point in the game, I'm going to start needing two speed.
Okay. Hey, you know, whatever works for you. You don't have to... Yeah, well, it's nice. I mean, two might be what I've used a lot of the time, too. So the good thing about 5 is that you respawn, you know, right there. There's no going back to the checkpoint.
That was a quick game over. You know, I love run and gun games, and I don't know what it is about shmups that's like always been so different and intimidating to me. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Well, you know, Smokey, I understand that it might be difficult to watch, but it's okay. You know, he's not a shooter master for one thing, and you know, like he can learn it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going.
Just because you don't have all the power ups from the very beginning of the game doesn't mean that it's unbeatable.
Right. I mean, in theory, you should be working your skills up to that point, but I'm never going to like get any better if I just like only play from the beginning of the game.
Yeah, he's like learning the progression as he goes.
And hey, okay. You know, I you could still in this level easily, I'm sure. Well, maybe not easily, but you can work yourself out of a tight spot this early in the game. If you've died once, you can still rebuild at this point. I wouldn't say it'd be that crazy.
And it, and shooters are all about learning the level progression.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get real good at the first level over and over again. I'd rather see what I'm up against gradually.
That spot is tough to get through moving that slow.
You might not make a pass it on this run. Not the end of the world. We are certainly not capable of you know, beating every game during every stream.
Sometimes it's just to get started.
Yes. Or to see if you feel like you want to continue.
No, this kind of stuff.
Oh,
and like I can push the screen forward myself. I'm kind of uncomfortable with that.
Does it respawn?
No, it doesn't seem like it. Definitely don't like the shoot through stuff part of Life Force.
Yeah. It's
oh, great.
Not fun. I've never beat it legitimately.
Life Force?
Yeah.
I didn't see those guys coming from behind me. But yeah, I was the last continue. At least I made some progress there toward the end.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty good. Are you playing on a Super NES or Super NT?
I am playing on the modded... the RGB modded junior. Oops, I just chose the wrong shield. Not that it really matters.
If you need more credits, mash X on the title screen.
I mean, you know me. I like.
You're not a cheat code guy.
No, I don't like using cheat codes. I like to play legit. Even if I'm pretty bad, I like to play legit.
Yeah. A mini documentary on game preservation, something along those lines. I mean, I think that's something that'd be very interesting to us, for sure. And we certainly have the context at this point. But there's a lot of people doing cool stuff with that stuff right now too. We'll see. We might have some similar stuff already in the works.
Yeah, there's some overlap with that, I'd say, with what we're already projects we're already working on.
Yeah. It is very respectable that he doesn't use cheat codes. I mean, I think that I don't use cheat codes. I'm not above putting it on easy, which is something I guess I really didn't do until I had kids. And it's like, well, I don't have time. I don't have all day.
I used to put games on easy like a long time ago, but I've tried to not do it. You know, in the past, since like after college, I think I was like, I decided to try to do default difficulty.
Retro Gaming Systems Collector says that our 4K episode is one of the most informative about 4K setups in 2018, 2019. The very best I have ever seen. Mm.
Thank you. I think I might have accidentally chosen extra speed. I'm not sure.
You know,
it's hard to tell when it's slowing down. I feel like I'm moving pretty fast. Maybe too fast.
M. Jenkins is excited to start play Phantasy Star 1 when it comes out on the Switch.
Mm.
So I very close to hopefully around that time, I'm hoping to do the best way to play the original Phantasy Star series. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's overly ambitious, but I don't think that it's going to be like a ridiculous amount of work. But we'll see.
So basically, I think I'm like fully powered up, except I should get a shield, which.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you gotta do.
About
did you die?
That. Yeah.
Thoughts on the Polymega? Lockstrife37 asks.
I mean, has there been any news on it recently at all?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, like, I haven't thought about it at all.
Yeah.
It's in a long time. So, no thoughts as of recent.
I don't have a lot of thoughts of it in general, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be interested to look at when it's out. I'm not, like, actively anticipating, per se.
Yeah. Yeah, the Switch version of Phantasy Star is pretty cool. I've had a chance to try it out, and it is pretty cool, especially for like fans of this series. I feel that there is less options in adjusting the game in difficulty than there is in the Sega Ages 2500 Phantasy Star Collection that M2 also did. It's kind of a all or nothing kind of situation.
Right, because didn't you say that like you can't use the mapping feature without also using like the tweaked difficulty level?
Right.
Which that's kind of a bummer.
It definitely is kind of a bummer. And you know, I mean you can turn off the map. So if you wanted to have to tweak difficulty, the difference is.
But I want the map with the original difficulty.
Right, and as far as I know, that is not possible. That's why I think the PS2 Sega Ages collection is probably, when it comes to the video, the Sega Ages collection is probably going to be the best way to play it, because it has normal and it also has hard and. It has harder difficulty levels if you want that kind of thing. But the thing is it's not even, it's not even a doesn't give the enemies more hit points or anything. All it does is give you like a multiple of experience per fight. So in that way, it's not actually making the game easier. It's just making it more just easier to play. It's just making, you know, it's just making it quicker and more efficient. So it technically is the original. Just you don't have to walk back and forth on the shoreline and farm mermen for hours to reach level 30.
I saw someone asking if you could RGB mod and HDMI mod in 64 at the same time, and yes.
Yes. What build is on stream on Steam of the first Phantasy Star? I don't think that there is one on the first Phantasy Star, is there? Have we ever thought about changing up our upload schedule? For example, making shorter videos more often. It'd be making it 3-part videos or 2-part videos in a span of a month.
We are
getting faster, I think. And we just ran into a situation where we're having an episode every other week. It's just we ran into a situation where we had to wait for something last minute that we were expecting. Mm-hmm. And that's why we ended up doing on another episode, so we ended up having to put that on hold.
Right, which will hopefully be out next weekend. That's
yes,
the goal.
That is right. And you know, like I think that we will be happy with every 2 weeks. But if we can get to a place where we are where we are ahead, we will make it more often. And there definitely are shorter videos that we like to do. That we will be doing as well.
We were really into the idea of shorter videos earlier this year, but we kind of have lately felt like people just seem more interested in the bigger videos.
Right. And that's kind of the way YouTube is headed recently, I guess. It's like there's a lot more interest in longer videos. And that is totally fine. That is totally fine. And I don't foresee us ever wanting to like splitting an episode in half.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the idea of all the information like not being in one video. Everything we do is separate. We live about 8 hours apart. Hang on, I gotta put on the baby monitor.
Go to edit.
But yeah, I mean, I think that we will probably, I mean, we have a lot of stuff kind of coming, so it's gonna be fairly regular, right?
So I'm trying to figure out. Does edit mode not have, like, can I not do speed up on edit mode, or?
I don't know.
Surely it's gotta be on. Like, cause I kinda want a tail gun. Like, I like the laser. Is it possible to use the C laser with a tail gun?
We have a lot of RPGs. Why don't you guys stream one game? I think that, you know, I would like to experiment with an RPG on our Twitch, but you won't really see us doing it on here on our Sunday night, because I think that we like just kind of keep it breezy and more show-like, I guess, for our Sunday night. Sometimes you finish something, sometimes we finish something, sometimes we don't.
Well, what are
you... I wouldn't want to start an RPG on here, because...
Yeah, it's just too much, like, paying attention stuff. Like...
Yeah.
Your mind says different when you're streaming, for us anyway. Where are all these different types of options? Like, rotating options?
Oh, yeah, so that stuff is all...
I feel like... What's S option? I feel like these would be better than just the follow options.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think F option is like formation. I don't know what S is, though.
Bum Tree says, I prioritize the spread bomb over everything else. Nothing is better for quicker boss takeout.
Is that small spread?
I mean, probably not on here. I probably wouldn't do Snatcher. I think I've messed around with Snatcher a little bit on here, but I think that I would... I mean, I think that once we kind of get into a routine or get caught up, I think that you'll see us doing a lot of streams on our Twitch channel, like, during the day. And then we can piecemeal out a game that way and just, like, play it throughout the week. We kind of did that a couple of weeks ago with Bomberman. Where you played it, I think, 3 days in a row and played through the whole game. Bomberman Hero. And I recorded footage and I just streamed what I was recording.
I don't know what full barrier is, but let's see how this goes.
Try playing a game that uses a weird accessory like the Super Scope or the Sega Motion Controller in the stream. We've done light gun games before.
And we did Steel Battalion.
Yeah, we did Steel Battalion. We did VR last week. Not exactly weird stuff, but I mean, it's a little different. Is there anybody in the chat tonight that subscribed this week or this month? Really, we had like our biggest month ever, like in terms of like new. I mean, we had our second biggest month ever.
I hope no newcomers are appalled at this Gradius 3 action.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? We're not trying to impress anybody.
That's very true.
But it was our second biggest month. The only time we had a bigger month is when we did that N64 anti-aliasing hack video that exploded over the course of like 4 days, probably.
Yeah, that one was a little crazy.
In a lot of ways, the show is kind of a full-time, has become a full-time thing for us, but we do...
Not in a lot of ways it is.
Well, yes, but I mean, I'm saying, like, we do freelance projects.
Yeah.
Like, as well. It's not the only thing. It's the main thing.
I forgot that I was on level 3 when I did all that editing.
Snowy Chi, I am getting my SSDS3 modded, and I will be doing a video on the mod, and I'm getting the audio mod and the video mod put in it. So Firebrand X's audio modifications and the and Voltar's RGB put in there. And Mobius Strike Tech is doing it for me. I just have to find some time to record footage of it pre-modded before I send it off to him, because I want to do a video. So, you know, I think it's also good for me to address, like, some of the things that have been fixed up in the firmware in terms of the audio peaking that was a problem when I did that video on it. But we're not the kind of channel that just is like, oh, here's a 3-minute video or a minute long video on this firmware update. We're more of a channel that's like, okay, so if we're gonna do another, like, a follow-up video on this, we can do Mobius Strip Tech. You know, I always said Mobius Strip Tech because for some reason it just came out as Mobius Strip Tech, because I thought there was an E in there for some reason. Sorry about that. I'd always said previously Mobius Strip Tech. It's Mobius Strip. I don't know why I said stripe. But anyways, like, that's not the way that we do things. We'd rather be able to include a lot more stuff in there. I did see that Pound said that they get, like, information from us, Pound Technologies. And I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting because, like, we've never heard anything either. But they did. Try, did you hear that? Like, they.
I think people were asking, like, why is it only 480i? And I think they were, like, justifying it by saying,
just doing, like.
Like, oh, look, like, you know, the PS2 is all about 480i anyway. Which.
Right.
Is very true, but I still. I've never used one. I mean, I'm curious. But, it would be nice if it had 480p for sure. I mean, a lot of PS2 games do use 480p. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
But I think the idea was that, you know.
If at this point, if I die in the first level, I'm going to reset.
I think it was on Reddit they said it. It was a comment a long time ago. It was on Reddit, I think.
You know, this I feel like would be considered a bad opinion to have, because as far as I know, there is no acceptable opinion other than that Vic Viper is the coolest shmup ship.
Oh yeah, I was just tweeting about that.
But, like, the Vic Viper's fine. I don't think there's anything special about it. I mean, it's fine.
I just did a search to see if I could find it. It was somebody left it in a comment, and I thought it was totally fine that they said, oh, you know, we use this and that's, like, as a resource. I think that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, I was just surprised.
I mean, the whole point of the show,
like, they would be like, hey, you guys want to check this out? Which is, like, surprising.
Oops.
If that does that make sense? If they, you know, as a resource.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, the whole point of the videos, though, is for people to, you know, take the information and interpret it, you know, to how, you know, they think the best way should be with the information given. So, and you know, in that sense, you know, saying that 480p isn't important for PS2 is one interpretation. You know, I don't think it's the most important thing about PS2, certainly, but I would say you should strive to have a PS2 option that supports it. Mm-hmm. But something that does perform well for... something that does perform well for 480i is certainly worth giving good consideration. I mean, just like with the RetroTINK, you can't do 480p with the RetroTINK, which makes it a little inconvenient, but at the same time, I kind of feel like the RetroTINK does 480... I feel like it does, arguably does 480i better than the OSSC. See, I feel like the problem with always resetting is it like, I don't know.
Put down your reset button.
It puts you in this like perfectionist mindset that I think could be more detrimental.
Yeah, that's not the way that you like to play games. We might do a bonus stream on Tuesday. I really want to do a bonus stream.
Yeah, I was thinking I wanted to do one on Thursday, and then I remembered, oh yeah, that was the day that you were busy.
Oh right, yeah. I mean, oh, this past Thursday?
Hmm?
This past Thursday? Really? What did you want to stream?
Oh, I mean, it was just on my mind. I was just like, we should do a stream. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Smokey DeCrondo is saying to pick the Ripple.
I mean, you know, I was, you know, I let me do two, because that's why I was doing two when I was playing before, and I didn't, you know, get as far as I got here, but I'll give it a try. I do like the idea of that laser, but I also like the idea of the Ripple. I mean, it does have a pretty wide spread, you know? I feel like people probably have very strong opinions that they're very protective of regarding Gradius progression.
So you are strictly in the mindset of calling it Gradius.
Not strictly. I go back and forth.
I say Gradius. I can't say Gradius. That's not how I do it. I've always just said Gradius.
It's like Gradius, like grade, like a grade you make in school. Gradius. Yeah. I mean, I think it probably is Gradius because I'm guessing it's Japanese mangling of like gladius, like a sword gladius. Like, doesn't Wonder Boy and Monster Land call the gladius the Gradius?
Yeah. You see so many streamers in gaming racing chairs. My life in gaming are in comfy boy chairs. Yeah, that's how we do it. We're in recliners.
What's wrong with recliners?
No, nothing. I think that a retro gaming systems collector thinks it's pretty. Or it wasn't. No, it, sorry, it was not retro. Brad DL thinks it's really awesome.
Well, what do streamers normally sit
on? But usually streamers have these like these, I don't know, like they always have these specific kind of chairs.
Like chairs that were like sent to them,
probably. They're kind of like really over-designed office chairs. They're probably super comfortable. And I think that a lot of these companies give them to streamers for free. So
probably
they're going to show up in all their videos. But I like to, I have my feet up on my desk right now. Sometimes I like kick it back.
I tried to get some bean bags for I don't really need them anymore, actually. But I reached out to a few beanbag companies thinking like, hey, maybe I get some free bean bags, but never heard back. But I really don't need it anymore, but with the way my setup is now. But at the time, I really wanted like something like a beanbag for PVM play.
I see that Steven Schneider is saying he got this on the PS2. Yeah, it has 3 and 4, and they're the arcade version. But 3 runs at 240p. That was the game that made me realize that there are PS2 games in 240p. Hmm. I haven't really thought about it.
Well, Joey, I am sure you're way better at this game than I am right now. It's interesting that when you reset, there's like a linearity grid.
Yeah, I think that they're just trying to give that arcade experience with it. Because that's usually how arcade games, when they boot up, they have like that grid, and they have like a RAM check and stuff like that.
Let's see, I'm gonna customize with a ripple this time. Is force field and full barrier like the same thing?
I don't know.
I was wondering if I should choose the rotating shield and full barrier.
Is Super R-Type actually as average as people say? You know, when Super R-Type came out, it got very good review. I don't think it's great. But I mean, I'm not a huge R-Type fan. I guess there's a lot that I haven't played. I did really like R-Type Delta. It was I learned how to play that game.
Is that the PS1 game?
Yes. It's very expensive now, too. Richard Morgan is asking if you're still looking for that Black Label Tomb Raider. I think you got it.
I do have a Black Label Tomb Raider. And two as well. What I kind of want to get is I want to get the Crash Bandicoot games on PS1, and like the first one's like the Black Label's kind of expensive. I mean, expensive for what it is.
Yeah.
It's like $40, I want to say. It's kind of surprising.
But I think if we do a bonus stream on Tuesday, let's do it during the day.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Tuesday would be good for me. But
all right, well, let's see what happens. I mean, you can continue doing whatever you're going to be doing. I'm just going to play some Monster Boy because I think it's important for us to, like.
Oh yeah, because it comes out Tuesday. That's right.
I mean, I'll
right.
just play it because I want to play. I'll play the Switch version as long as it shows up on time. But Tuesday night, I'm going to be visiting on stream, or guest appearing, starring, I guess, is like a weird way to put it, on Class of Gaming Quarterly's live stream. Playing the PlayStation Classic Edition.
I think, was it today that Digital Foundry's analysis came out on that?
Which, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, but
I mean, people already knew, though, what that was going to be like.
Yeah.
At that point. It sounds like they made some unbelievable screws. Oh, man.
It's pretty weird.
Now that I think about it, I'm not so sure I like it for me. animation option, because you can't like double up your, you can't like concentrate your fire.
I mean, it is such a weird situation because they have a lot of other, they had a lot of options already available to them. For $100, they could have just
repackaged a PS TV and taken all the functionality out of it except PlayStation Play 9.
Yes, exactly.
And I mean, I want to say John said they were kind of speculating that it could be that before, you know, things happened.
Yeah, it's very surprising. Like, what? Like, why not do that?
And now PlayStation TVs, I hear, are like going up in price.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're like $150,
$200. Jeez. Like, even like used ones or?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. Considering like they were just like clearance for so long. I mean, I'm glad I got one when I did.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. They should have just used a guts of a Vita or a PSP or something like that. I mean, I don't know why they didn't. And it's such a strange situation. I would love to figure out like why it happened the way it did. And you know, they're capable. Like, it's just, it's going to be hard for them to, if they come out with another one, for them to recover from.
Yeah. I mean, I think once enough time has passed that Sony is going to be able to admit that, yes, it did not go well, I'm looking forward to the day when Sony execs will be willing and able to talk frankly about what happened.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, for sure. But I don't know. Like, I mean, the only reason I kind of want one now is just because it looks cool. It's like the mini form factor of it. But I don't know. It's such a weird situation.
Yeah.
But I've not finished the video yet. But I really want to do like kind of a little stream about Monster Boy, because we can like, just so we can talk about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get a review copy of Monster Boy because we're doing a big video on the sort of tangled web of the Wonder Boy series and all the other games that are out, and you know, different versions, and it's kind of a big thing that is something we wanted to do for probably 4 years.
Yeah, basically.
Not longer. And this is like the perfect time to do it. But we would have loved at one point to release it the day that that Monster Boy was coming out, but it's not gonna happen. But in a way to kind of just like raise awareness of the game, we're just gonna do a stream and just talk about it. And I like, because we got review codes for the Xbox 360 version, but I feel like the Switch version is going to be like my main version, even though like you finished it today.
Yeah.
And I'm at the end, but I like, there's, I'm seeing if I can get more items, see if it opens up anything additional.
Right. It's kind of crazy because like, the information's not out there, so if we're like confused about something, like we've had to ask each other, and it's not an easy game.
It is not an easy game. It is, you're gonna have to put your old school brain on for sure, and just, there are puzzles, like not puzzles. There's just like, well, oh, how do I puzzles. Progress? They're puzzle game. They're puzzles, but they're not. It's not like a typical kind of,
right. I mean, it's like, how do I progress? And like, you have to like kind of do a lot of abstract thinking, but in the end, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just sometimes you haven't figured something out. It's like, oh, well, I guess I can do that. Yes, I mean, I have both the PS4 and Switch physical copies.
Because you just couldn't resist.
Yeah, and now it's a very, very, very good game.
It's very good, yeah.
There's a lot to it. It's a big game.
I mean, my
it's
finish file was like,
oh, this part is like really, your finish time was like what, like 19 hours?
Yeah, and that was not even getting everything.
Yeah,
like it was like 80%. I thought I'd done more better completion than that, but.
Oh, right. Okay, so here it is on Retro NES. I have a big, let me look at this graph. Okay, so this is only Wonder Boy and Adventure Island. There's much more to it than that.
Much more, yeah.
Most people don't realize that Wampum is a...
derivative.
Is a derivative... is a sequel to...
it's an alternate universe sequel to Wonder Boy Monster Land, essentially.
Yes.
That's definitely one of the weirder tangents.
Yes. And one that, you know, we can only go so far into, I guess. But, you know, there's a lot of ports of the games, and it's just, you know, kind of looking at the like different ways to play the games. In different versions, and I mean, there was a point, I think, where Monster Boy was kind of speculated and kind of pitched and advertised as
a spiritual successor.
It is
legit Monster World 5. Like,
yes.
like straight up. It's got the music, it's got the character names.
It is legit Monster or Wonder Boy 6 Monster World 5.
Yes, it is. That is exactly what it is. It literally is. I mean, what's his name? Ryuichi Ishizawa, I think is his name.
Nishizawa, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was credited as in the credits. I forget exactly what it was. It was like game direction consultant.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is Monster World. Like, it's straight up it, because there's references, like, direct references, and not only that, but,
I mean, it's the music. The music's all over the place.
The music is all over the place.
And
I mean,
and not only is the music, like, referencing it, though, like, the new music, like, the original music, like, it's easily as good as the remixes. Like, it's...
Yes, exactly.
The soundtrack is incredible.
Yes.
Like, there's this, like, the generic grass area, like, the music there is maybe my favorite video game tune of the year. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. The music is so good. Yeah, I cannot say enough good stuff about it. But we've been kind of talking about, like, how we think that, what reviewers are going to think about it. And I think that
it's going to be too old school for them.
I think it's going to be too old school for a lot of reviewers. I mean, it is a difficult game. I mean,
like a lot, like about by about like
where
maybe
it demands
a bit
like near perfection. It's very interesting because it kind of goes back and forth between being very forgiving to being like unforgiving.
Mm-hmm. But the nice thing is like a lot of the stuff that's really difficult is actually like to just get like an optional piece or something like that. Lot of those things do require like a lot of precision.
Yes. We got a $2 donation. Thank you. From Aaron Welsh, who says, "Hey up boys, Tri's gonna need a lot of quarters." What? That's not real, is it?
Is that USDs?
That is, come on, $100 donation from stage one.
Wow.
Jeez, I think that might be the biggest donation we have ever gotten.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Holy cow. Whew.
Any comment on that?
There's no comment at all.
Well, if you have any comments, we're
yeah. Oh, it says thank you guys. Heart from the Middle East. Thank you. Holy cow. Jeez.
Thank you very very much. I can't believe my terrible gradius skills are bringing that kind of appreciation.
But essentially, you know, it's been a very cool situation, like kind of playing this before there's any like FAQs or anything.
There are definitely times where we would have looked stuff up if like we could.
Right, and we've to a lesser degree, it's been very similar to Breath of the Wild, but like kind of the same room. It's kind of like, oh, you know, did you find this? How did you do this? Part? And I mean, if you are a Wonder Boy fan, this is well worth the wait.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it really is Monster World 5.
Yes, and it is a tough game. It is tough. It's a really great Symphony of the Night style overworld map or interconnecting map. But it's kind of the way it's overlaid on a overworld map is really cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an art background that kind of uncovers as you progress.
Yeah,
and so it like actually like the world layout actually kind of makes sense when you look at it.
Right. Right. It's cool. It is cool, and I probably will go and see if I can get the last items and finish the game after the stream tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder
I have a feeling that I've died a lot more than you have died.
Maybe. I mean, I
seem to think certain things are a lot harder than you did.
Yeah. Oh gosh, this barrier is very distracting. I don't see my... Oh, there is an exclamation mark. For some reason, I thought I didn't have an exclamation mark. Okay, I don't want to choose this barrier again. I did that. It looks like shurikens. It's weird.
So I don't know how it happened. And you know, like I'm not even really like. It's just something to do with my phone when I like don't have anything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten into the mobile game Sega Heroes.
Oh yeah.
I'm a big fan of you know, when it comes to like playing games on my phone, I love just like the match tree.
Wait, where have my options gone? Why don't I have what happened to my options? I don't understand where my options went.
I see that Eric T is in the chat, and he'll have to let me know where you're at, and we'll see if I can. It's might be difficult. But. Yeah, I mean, I think that people will enjoy Mars Boy.
People who know what they're getting into.
Yes, it is. It's not an easy game. It's not easy.
But it's not unreal.
There's been times where I'm like, I can't believe that this part is this hard. But I mean, if there is times where it's very forgiving, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, you figured out a thing this morning. There was a boss that, like, I just could not figure out, and you noticed, like, something super subtle that happens.
Yeah.
That,
during, like, in the phase of a boss change.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
it's going to require you to put on your old school game thinking.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it almost seems like it's designed for you to not figure things out immediately. Like, you know, we're kind of exactly. spoiled and expected to and do today.
Like, it does not hold your hand at all. It does not hold your hand. I mean, that's. I will be very interested to see how it is. Received by reviewers. I don't know if it's going to be received as being great. But it's going to get high marks for looking good. I mean, it's a gorgeous game. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous game.
I kind of wonder if the shield eats my options somehow. I'm going to choose it again. I don't understand why the exclamation mark isn't there. Well, now the exclamation mark is there.
That's true. I mean, where it says, the reviewer shouldn't detract points for high difficulty.
But the fact of the matter is they will. Well, because yes. A lot of people will see how old school it is, and there, and so many, you know, your average game journalist, I don't think, is going to really have an appreciation for old school design, in the sense that I think most people have this idea that old games are old games, and what we've got now is, like, objectively. I mean, and certainly we have progressed in many ways, but I think a lot of people have a hard time appreciating, like, old games for old games' sake.
Right. I mean, it's very obvious that it was a conscious effort.
To not hold your hand, to not... you know, to give people the kind of game that they would expect to have been, like, Monster World 5 on the Saturn, basically.
Right.
It feels like a remake of, like, a Saturn sequel that never happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It's challenging. But I think I'll do the bonus stream just so we can kind of talk about it more openly, I guess, at that point. Mm-hmm. Even though we're allowed to give, like, impressions and everything, like, they said that they totally could. I mean, in fact, you, like, found a bug and, like, helped them, like, fix a bug.
Well, I hope they fix it.
Yeah.
Banjo guy Ollie's in it.
He is. He's, like, straight up in it.
Like, I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, I wish I knew that. I would have liked to have tried to got in it. We're big Monster World fans.
Yeah, well, maybe if they do another one.
I mean, but, you know, it's like the kind of situation where it's like, if there isn't another one, like, it's a great send-up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't even see my ship because of the sprite limitations. I might have to play this on the Super ND.
It will make it so you don't... It'll still slow down, but it won't your chip won't disappear. Right?
Right, I think that's what it would do. I don't... I mean, I don't think it would affect the slowdown. Oh, what happened? I thought I was going to get the... I was going to get a shield. Oh, no! Yeah,
I mean, Ollie, actually, like, they... You can unlock several of his covers to listen to in the game.
Are they covers that he had done previously? I actually never unlocked
them. Really?
Yeah. Like, I thought I was being pretty thorough, but I never managed to get one. Yeah, I saw a Happy Console Gamers video. That was actually what reminded me that I totally forgot that, like, started off as, like, Flying Hamster 2.
Is there any video of it? That?
Yeah, it was from a Kickstarter. And it's got, like, the penguin, like, guards and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Man, I have no idea what this boss is supposed to be. Strange boss. It's like robot volcanoes. But, like, that's actually kind of a very Wonder Boy thing in and of itself, that Monster World 5 started off as another game. You know?
Yeah, probably.
It's like almost the reverse of it, really. You know?
Yeah.
Because usually a Wonder Boy game becomes something else. But something else became a Wonder Boy game.
Yes. What is kind of interesting for me is that it kind of makes the original Wonder Boy more of a series, part of the series.
It does, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's only very vague references, but it... Mm. It solidifies him as, you know, part of it.
I mean, it's not a vague reference. I mean, he's
no,
like,
I mean, it's not
straight up in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically.
Tom Tom or Bach. I mean, if I get my copy early enough in the day, definitely.
I never would have guessed, though, that I would have been beating Monster Boy on Xbox One. I didn't even know that they were making an Xbox One version.
Well, the Xbox One version is digital.
Right. Which is the reason that when they gave you a choice of codes... You chose that because
it's the only way you can get it. Right,
that's the easiest way for us to both play through a game on the same account.
Yeah.
I mean, I played the whole thing using the D-pad. I mean, it's not a bad D-pad on it, you know?
Kid the Gamer, what is your favorite? Your favorite STG? I've been kind of taking to calling them that lately.
I don't think people will really understand what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. I mean, shooting game is kind of a weird thing for it, too, because then you've got, like, more run and gun, I guess, is kind of what I call, like, Contra and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, these shooters are definitely...
Yeah, I mean, it's a spaceship thing, but, like,
yeah.
It's... To a newbie, that might not be clear.
Yeah. Well, I don't think run and gun would be...
Yeah, well, you're a dude that runs and you have a gun. I mean, how would you define Mega Man? I mean, I lean toward platformer, but I mean, he does shoot.
A run and shoot?
A jump and shoot.
Run, shoot, dodge, jump and shoot, yeah. I don't know. Oh, Smash is out this week too, isn't it?
I have just like zero excitement for that whatsoever. Like, I mean,
yeah, I'm, same here. I mean,
I'm going to get it. Like I've usually not been like among the most excited for Smash, but I'm usually kind of excited. But I guess I already know the dark reality that I'm not actually going to play that much anyway, so... Yeah.
I've not been paying attention to any of the leaks about it.
No. I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to launch with any characters that are totally unknown. I mean, if anything was leaked. I mean, there's probably announced characters that I'm going to be like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know they were in it when I actually get them because I just haven't been paying attention at all. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Sakurai did say that... Huh?
I didn't unlock everybody in the Wii U version.
I did that. I mean, I'm sure... I believe Sakurai said that everyone is going to be unlocked relatively easily. I mean, I saw a trailer for the story mode, and it was actually pretty awesome. It was pretty over the top. Like, everyone in the world dies except Kirby. And then Kirby, like, starts saving them one by one.
That's awesome.
Like, it's actually pretty crazy. There's, like, this, like, Mega Master Hand, and there's, like, all of these, like, normal Master Hands just, like an armada of Master Hands just like falling from the sky. It's like, it's kind of intense.
Oh, so halfway through this level, a ship comes behind and steals your option.
Oh, so like, do I have to avoid it? I did see a strange ship. I didn't realize it did anything. I assume these rear missiles could hit it. Oh, there, is that it? Making a strange noise. Oh, there it is. Ah, I avoided it.
Oh, is that one that's just kind of hanging out back there?
Yeah, and then it dashed forward. I mean, you know, you just hold the B button in this, but, like, it's, for some reason, it's kind of tiring. I mean, that's where the ASCII pad definitely could come in handy. I mean, honestly, are you ever not shooting in this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, even in Contra, I tend to shoot all the time. But the difference with Contra is if you can hold the button to shoot, but if you need to shoot even faster, then you can tap the button.
Oh, is the prince? Is Princess Madeline out soon? Kind of like another Wolves and Ghosts like.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I saw a trailer.
It's gotta be out soon, right?
Is it gonna be a physical thing?
I think Limited Run is gonna be physical.
Oh, cool. I'll definitely get that. I saw that that someone tweeted at Loco Molito. Point out that Chris Castillo was in the episode.
Yeah.
And there were a number of what games for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot.
You handle all the what game as
well. I'm pretty on top of that. Most of the time when I don't check it, it's usually like an episode that you handled most of, like Everdrives or right. something. And especially in like Everdrives or like Saturn and Rhea, like I'm guessing I probably wouldn't actually know what an obscure game that you randomly loaded up on one of those might have been.
Right.
What have been some of the common what games for this episode? That's definitely been one of them. Ease 8 got a lot of
that's really surprising too.
Yeah, I kind of figured people would know what it is.
You know, you see I play the PS4 version kind of earlier in the video for a second, then I play the Switch version later on, and it's like it is incredible how much worse the Switch version is than the PS4 version. Like visually, I could not believe it because I mainly played it just like in handheld mode. Mm-hmm. It looks atrocious. On TV.
Well, that's kind of how I felt about Valkyria Chronicles 4. Like, I played the demo of both the PS4 and Switch versions, and to be honest, I felt like the PS4 version didn't look that good either. Like, I mean, it's very similar to the art style of the original Valkyria Chronicles, but, like, it's just kind of low-res and rough-looking, and I mean, the Switch version definitely looked a lot more low-res than the PS4 version. It looked pretty bad on the TV screen. But I thought, honestly, the best presentation between the two versions, I thought, was the gamepad screen for Valkyria 4. So that's why I actually, when it was on sale for Black Friday, I actually got the Switch version.
The Vita version, I have not played very much. So I don't really have a good answer for you on that. But from what I understand, like what I've heard is that the PS4 version is like getting kind of hard to find.
Which is wild. I mean, maybe they didn't print a lot more because of the translation flub.
Maybe. Interesting that it's expensive.
Like what kind of prices have you seen?
Like it's definitely above retail.
That's wild. And I it has some PlayStation 4 Pro support. I've been a little unclear on exactly what it does though. It definitely looks like some of the 2D assets are in 4K, but I believe the game resolution is still rendered in 1080p. But I'm not. I don't think Digital Foundry ever did a analysis on it.
Will you make it to at least stage 4?
We'll see. Can you look up how many stages there are? Someone in the chat probably just knows.
Yeah. Has anybody in the chat how many stages?
Or, I mean, I don't know if this game has, this version has all the stages or not. It's kind of cool how there's, like, rocks inside what I'm cutting through. And then they, like, fall if like, I've cut away enough to make them loose.
General speculation that it's peak, which is different. Expected.
Oh! Oof.
Did you die?
No, it was close though. It gets pretty hectic once you get outside. Oh no! That was like right at the checkpoint. Oh well, gonna be a tough boss. It'd be interesting if I could get past this boss. So I was doing okay toward the end, but it gets really hectic. I'll try the tail gun. I don't think it's really going to help much on this fight. But, yeah.
I mean, much in the same way as the third-party controllers. I mean, I think it'd be fun to do like a third-party accessory. So we just like look at like random third-party.
Oh no!
Devices. Oh, that was not the boss.
Oh, it had boss music, but it was not the boss. Well, I don't think I'm hurting this thing.
I'm gonna shoot the core.
Where is the core?
No, you gotta just shoot. You see those little lines, or those are the shields? You gotta
shoot. Oh man, they throw you all the way back here.
Wow, Princess Madeline is available in 3 days on stream. So it's kind of on Steam. But I think like a third-party accessories would be a lot of fun. I think
it'd be fun to look at like grip controllers. Like, the you know, normally you'd kind of probably look at and go, you know, it's stupid. But it might be fun to, like, actually, like, look at them, like, you know, for real. And be like, you know, is there any advantage? Like, you know, I tried really hard to play Mario Kart Wii with the wheel. But once I worked up to 150cc, like, I just could not do it. And, like, switching over to the Wii Remote and Nunchuck was, like, I went from, like, getting last place on the first race to, like, lapping the last place person in one attempt.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to be able to rebuild anything at this point, so maybe I'll just pick something else on Super Nintendo to kick back with for a few minutes.
Okay.
Let me see what I can pull off the shelf. Let me know if you have any ideas.
So it looks like Battle Princess Madeline is good. So PlayAsia is going to have a physical copy. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, PlayAsia is Limited Run doing one or not?
I thought that they were. I thought they were during their Kickstarter, but maybe not. You should play Sparkster.
No, it's not worth playing Sparkster right now. I'll tell you what I'll play. Hmm. Just play you some F-Zero. Why not?
Okay.
I have never really analyzed the vehicles in this game. All I know is my friend from back in the day who had this game. Like, he always was Samurai Goro, so I just took that as, okay, he's the best character, and I don't really need to think too hard about how the others control. I've never really analyzed them. I've never been, like, a huge fan of the first F-Zero, but I feel like I've started to appreciate it a bit more in recent years. I actually sold it several years ago and rebought it more recently.
I really like this one.
Yeah, I mean, mainly because I thought, like, you know, it's such an iconic Super Nintendo game. It's just, it's a good thing to have, good thing to capture. And I do enjoy it whenever I, you know, just play it for a little bit for capture. I usually end up playing a few more levels than I need to. But I do find that, like, I get pretty bad, like, bit.
When you go over that ramp, you got to hold down.
Down?
To land, so you won't bounce when you land.
Oh.
Come on.
I mean, you know, Mario Kart was kind of what sold me on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, I was... Like, I kind of didn't like the idea of the Super Nintendo because I saw it as, like, taking away from what I had, which was, you know, the NES, of course. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of grumpy about it for a long time because I figured, like, my parents probably wouldn't let me have another system. And then it kind of turned out to not really be a problem, but... yeah, it was like Mario Kart. I mean, that blew me away. Like, I think for me, I didn't see a lot of difference between Polygon 3D and this kind of 3D. Like, I liked Stunt Race FX a lot. I still like Stunt Race FX, actually. I feel it's an underrated game. But, like, I didn't understand what was the big deal about, like, Star Fox and Stunt Race FX style polygons versus this. Like, to me, this was still 3D. You were moving in 3D space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our other friend hated F-Zero and hated Star Fox. So I didn't really give either game much of a chance for a long time. And then when the N64 or the Nintendo Power tape, Star Fox tape came, and like both of us were like, whoa, this looks good. And he's like, yeah, I'll admit, even though I hate Star Fox on the Super Nintendo, I'm probably gonna have to get that. And so he got it the first day, and then I like stayed at his house that night, and then the next day when I went home, like I went and got myself. So I was that that's how the original Star Fox. I know that Star Fox 64. Like coming from that perspective, I'm sure you can see like why I was always more into 64 because I didn't really play much of the original. But once I've really gone back and given it a chance, the original Star Fox, it is a very good game, and it holds up way better than you would think.
Yeah,
and it, I mean, the music is fantastic.
The soundtrack I think is like a lot better than the 64.
I mean, I like the 64 soundtrack a lot, but I will agree that the Corneria theme is.
Well, so much Space Armada level is like.
I don't remember this. I mean, the track I think of when I think of the original Star Fox is
Right, is Corneria.
It's Corneria. Sure, I mean, it's an amazing track.
But, you know, the Space Armada, definitely. I mean, Space Armada even got a version in Smash. And a remix in Smash.
Yeah, as it should.
What are some of the key differences between Switch Sega Ages version of Phantasy Star versus the Sega Genesis Classics Collection? It is not... Phantasy Star 1 is not on the Sega Genesis Classics Collection.
Because it's not a Sega Genesis game.
Right. But in terms of the differences, there is a lot more options per game. I mean, you can play in various screen sizes. There's a number of enhancements made to the game, such as like different difficulty levels and auto map. That's kind of the difference, like, between just emulating the games and what M2 does. M2 ports the games and like rebuilds them and adds in features that like fit within the...
I mean, it's framework. Like it's emulation, but it's like they hook in a lot of additional features and layers, like a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
I downloaded to my Xbox One the Monster World collection that is for Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. And those same games were released individually for PS3, but I was very impressed. I didn't realize it was M2 at first. And the scaling options are fantastic. The only beef I have with it is that you can't totally turn off the border. There is a none option, but it's like actually a gray gradient. It's not totally black.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's something that's kind of persisted ever since they've gone HD.
Mm-hmm. You can turn on... Well, can you turn off borders in the 3D classics?
Probably. Well, MAO 7891, I will be hopefully within the next month have the best way to play the original Phantasy Star game. I don't think it's going to be that crazy of a...
Yeah, but you're also going to be doing the best way to play Wonder Boy in Monster World.
Yes.
Although that's more of a joint effort.
It is much more of a joint effort for one thing, and I think that there's a lot of material there that it's going to take a while to gather. So that might be in January when that comes out, if whether or not we want it to be the case or not.
Well, that's possible.
But I mean, ideally, you know, we'd release them both this month. Phantasy Star with FM sound is the best. I do not agree.
I also do not agree.
I'm a big fan of the PSG sound versus the FM sound.
Yeah. I mean, I am not a Master System kid, and I didn't grow up with it, so I don't have nostalgia for the old sound, but FM sound to me always sounds like it's out of place. Like, it feels it doesn't belong. It feels like, oh, here's this thing. Let's do something weird with the music. Like, it doesn't feel like they're adding to the music. It just feels like they're doing something weird with it. Like, it just doesn't like sound natural to me.
It sounds too...
smooth.
It sounds too smooth.
Yeah, I just... I can't think of
to those square waves on there.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of exactly what games it may have been, but I have played some Master System games where I was like, oh, okay, the FM sound is okay in this, but definitely, in my opinion, not Phantasy Star.
Yeah, pretty much. Phantasy Star, I think the PSG and Phantasy Star 1 is awesome.
is what would you say has the best FM sound on? If you had to pick one that did have FM good FM sound, what would you pick?
The FM in Govelia's. I don't know. Like if I am given a choice, I guess the Outrun FM is pretty good.
Man, that $100 is still lingering there.
I know.
If you're still there, thank you again.
That's crazy. It's crazy. We can't end the stream before that $100 is
sometimes when I'm recording footage, I'll play to this level, but then I'm like, I can't use this because it's like this level without the context of like what level this is, like it's Deathwind, like it looks weird. Like, why are you driving sideways?
Do you use RGB limited for PC gaming?
I mean, I don't really do a whole lot of PC gaming. Honestly, I can't even think off the top of my head what my setup is set for right now.
It's probably full for everything.
Yeah, because the PS4 is very annoying. The PS4 is very, very fond of just going back to automatic settings, which will force full, at least on our setups. Yeah. And it is annoying. I'm still unlimited, but I can see like the wisdom of why you've done that. The Xbox One user interface is like awful, but there are a number of things about the system experience that I do like, and one of them is how video settings are handled. If it detects that it can't use the settings you have set, it will automatically do appropriate settings, but it won't overwrite your chosen settings. So when you are back in your normal scenario, it will play your normal settings as they should be. And it's got nice calibration tools.
Right.
Have you found the puzzle in Monster Boy that is like a RGB puzzle?
It's like, no, is it a place to get one of the gold?
I forget if it was that or if it was a gem. I forget which one it was, but there's like these like color filters, and you have to like line them up in certain ways to like get like an order. Mm-hmm. Like it's one of those chests where you have to like open it with a spell, but like you have to do a certain order of spells.
Oh, interesting. This is Gaming Quarterly is in the chat saying this isn't Gradius 3. He played Gradius 3 until 8 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was not at a point where I would be able to do much within a reasonable time frame.
You gotta hold down when you go off the ramp before you land.
Oh, well, I did, didn't I?
No, I saw that bounce. I saw that booty bounce.
This, I think it was the Super NT episode I used this track in. This is a great track. It makes me think of Mega Man 7 soundtrack, which is a soundtrack I'm quite fond of.
Interesting. I wonder if they were inspired by this.
Maybe. Oops. That was not the break button. That was the go really fast button when I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, they should just port GX to the Switch.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. I don't think that is what they'll do.
No.
I mean, I've been saying that, like, since the Mario Kart, I mean, every system has only had one Mario Kart, unless I'm forgetting something. I'm pretty sure I'm not. Mm-hmm. And
do you think there will be a Mario Kart 9 on Switch?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, you know, we're kind of in a weird place where, you know, you gotta wonder, like, is Nintendo going to, like, try to keep up the Switch for a long time through, you know, hardware upgrades or something like that? You know, it's hard to guess right now. But, I mean, if there will be, I think it'll be a long time. And my thinking was, since they've got Mario Kart 8 on the Switch, and, you know, that was easy for them to do because they'd already developed it. And it is a much better version. The double items helps the game a ton. Because the biggest problem I had with the game was that dragging items doesn't take them out of your inventory. Mm. But that solves that problem. So, I mean, my thinking was, you know, they've got, like, the F-Zero DLC levels and stuff, like, you know, maybe that was a little practice, you know?
It's true.
You know, so
One could hope.
Why not make an F-Zero instead of another Mario Kart for at least a while? It's probably the best opportunity to do it.
What do I think is the next best way to play Phantasy Star 4 is after original hardware? I mean, I don't even know if I would say that the original hardware would be the best way to play it. I think the Sega Ages 2500 Phantasy Star Collection on the PS2 is the best way to play the game. At least 2, 3, and 4. One, it's kind of, I mean, it's hard to choose, maybe, I guess. I mean, I guess, like, I think that'd be true for the first one as well, probably. Just because it has, I mean, they all play in 240p. They all have the English versions on there. They have 240p, they have 480i, they have 480p, and they have 480p scan lines. And the scan line look great. But the difficulty is, like, the big thing. I mean, you can keep it on normal, like the original difficulty, or if you go to, like, easy, it gives you, like, double experience and double money per fight. You can do very easy, which gives you 4 times experience and 4 times money per fight, which just speeds things up. And with the first one, I guess you can make it easy. You can make it so you hold down a button and it will, like, double the speed of the game, which is, you know, kind of a fast forward in a way. It's kind of nice. The other ones have, you can make it so your characters walk faster and stuff like that. But kind of the big thing, especially, well, for part 3, the big thing, I mean, if you're into doing this kind of thing, the original cartridge for 3 only had 2 save slots on it. And if you played it, you'd know that it has 4 endings. So the only way to really see all those endings, you're going to have to start over at least twice. Well, I mean, at least you're going to have to start over at least one time. And you're going to have to you know, play through the second generations again. It just, it's, it gets challenging to kind of work with all that. But they added 4 save slots to that version. So you can have a save slot with each of the endings if you wanted to.
And so the Japanese version of that comes with the American versions as well?
Yeah, it has the American ROMs on it as well.
So you don't even need like a fan hack of it?
Nope. All you need is a Japanese PlayStation 2.
How much is that?
That collection?
Yeah.
Look it up real quick. I can look it up. I don't know how much that one goes for. I know that the Monster World collection is the same way. A lot of those M2 releases are the same way, where they have all the English versions on there as well.
Were available. Were obviously, available. Monster World 4 didn't at that time.
Yeah, man, I would love for English version. Right, just like an English physical copy of that.
The Text Adventures, I think, is a different disc, right? A different game?
Yes, it's 2 discs, actually. It's split across 2 discs. It's on the Sega Games can.
Another
thing that might be interesting to some... What?
This is like the... This one.
Did I give it to you?
You gave it to me, yeah.
Okay, it's just a cartridge that has all the English versions.
It's not a cartridge.
Oh, you're talking about that, the Sega Ages. I thought you were talking about the Text Adventures. That's the remake.
Just the remake.
Yes. That's volume 1. So the Sega Ages 2500 Phantasy Star Complete Collection is volume 32.
Oh, this is volume 1, yeah.
Yeah. That is the remake of the first game. It looks like the complete collection goes from anywhere from $65 to $100. Mm. There was a remake for 1 and 2.
Does it just like load the whole ROM at the start? There's like no load times in between and like during gameplay?
There's no load times. You should put it on your PS2 to check it out. I think you will be impressed. It is honestly.
What, this?
You mean the
HD loader?
Yeah, that one right there. There's a fan translation for that, and I was not. I didn't love it for a long time, and I don't love it now. But I think I've come to understand it a little bit better and think that it's not as bad as I thought at first.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it is that it does not treat the game with the respect that it probably deserved to have.
Yeah. But in a sense, though, I mean, first of all, you got to consider the time it was made and like people hadn't yet developed or gotten a handle on how you upgrade 2D games for today.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was at a time where people just didn't know how to do that. Yeah. But the fact that it was the first volume of the 2500 series, I feel like that in itself is a gesture of respect.
Yes. But it's not what... And I see, like Tony Galvin says it in the chat, says it is not a good game. It is not a good game.
It's an interesting thing to have, though.
Yes, and I think that I played about halfway through it, and I thought it was like it was bearable. I didn't think it was as bad as I thought it was going to be. As I had said it was like in earlier videos.
I think Sega eventually realized that with the budget that they were giving those games, M2's approach was the right approach, which was let's present the original game as best as we can rather than making a cheap remake.
Right.
You know, and that is what is nice about emulated releases, because it is like presenting the original game. Yes, there can be lag, there can be issues, you know, but they can try to do it the best they can. But that, at the very least, it's like, I mean, they can edit the ROM and stuff, but it is, there is more of an air of authenticity of I am playing the original version.
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, you should get that collection. I think it just like removes a lot of the grind. It doesn't change the difficulty level, it just like removes the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Which for part two especially is, you know, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I could still
those are also available on PS3 on PlayStation Network.
Like the M2 versions?
Yeah.
Like, is Japanese PSN or American PSN?
Japanese PSN. But, you know, you can play the English versions. That was my kind of first experience with that.
Mm.
So if you have a Japanese account, listen, we can't end the stream until that $100. I would feel terrible.
I think it's getting close.
it's got to be pretty close.
But, I guess this week I'm going to be working on the GameCube stuff with the intent of getting that out
Saturday, hopefully. Saturday at 11 a.m.
That would be the hope. We'll see.
I don't know. I mean, that's the hope, but I mean, we have a lot of the material.
Right. We do. But, you know, that's kind of been it's been a process that hasn't turned out like I expected. You know, so it's hard to be certain, but I'm feeling confident I can get it out.
It was hard to stop it and change gears, but at least that turned out to be really worth it.
Yes. I'm glad. In a way, I'm glad that the controllers episode got done that way, because I feel like if I didn't have to just like do that like concentrated rush to get the controller stuff done, I think I would have gotten sick of them if I had spread it out longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it was good, good to do it that way. Monster Boy.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do a bonus stream.
Good game.
Of that I kind of want to do that on YouTube. Let's do it on YouTube. The Monster Boy bonus stream.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's early in the day. That's the day that Sandy's getting spayed. So.
That is. I mean.
But I see. Okay. I mean, if it's earlier in the day, it shouldn't be a problem, because she'll be at the vet.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what to expect when she gets home. You know, I was obviously very young when my previous dog got spayed, so I don't have a lot of memories of, like, I mean, I don't really know what to expect. She'll probably just sleep. I don't know.
Well, I mean, my son had his tonsils out on Thursday, and, you know, it's gonna be kind of a weird experience, I think.
I mean, I don't know a whole lot about, like, I mean, that's a thing you hear about kids happening to kids, you know, so and so is out because he's getting his tonsils taken out. Like, that's just like, you know, that's a thing, but I don't really know that much about it. Like.
It was a pretty quick procedure. He slept for like 16 hours yesterday, which is not something he does.
Like, did he understand, like, what he was going to the doctor for?
Well, it's just been, his tonsils have been, they were problematic mm-hmm. in the way that, I don't know what it was, but it just, like, kept on getting sick. Mm-hmm. Like, he had strep throat 3 times in a month.
Oh, gosh.
So, I mean, that was, like, kind of a regular occurrence. Every winter, he would get it multiple times.
What do tonsils even do? I don't even know.
A lot of people will say that tonsils have been like a remainder of after like human evolution has made them unnecessary. But I think it just like block like food from going down. I don't know exactly what they do. It's like it's tonsils and like andanoids or something like that. It's like such a weird andanoids. I don't know. Part of the immune system. People can, yeah, like bacteria and stuff. But he just kept on getting sick. I mean, he had it like so many times, and yeah, it's like adenoids. Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, it's, we just need that he needed to get taken care of because he was getting sick too much from them. So, I don't know. I think he's going to be a happier person.
I'm sure.
Yep. All right. Is that going to do it?
I guess that'll do.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Thank you for all donations.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that $100.
That's crazy. So generous. Thank you.
And I'll try to do a bonus stream at some point on Tuesday. I don't know exactly if... We'll see.
All right. Your mail tends to come early in the day, right?
It depends.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody.